Attention, spoilers are beginning now.
Sci-fi party line.
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line Podcast. This is your hostess, Kat. And today I have with me a full crew. Today I have with me Stephanie.
Hey, Kat.
And Eric.
Hey.
And Hanako.
Hi.
And Daryl.
How you doing out there, people?
Oh no, gosh! And today,
why the guys gotta sound so serious?
Well, you know, because they're guys. And that's what they do.
I don't know what you mean. What do you mean by that, Hanako?
Oh my God! Here we go. Today we're going to discuss The Walking Dead. Now, both of them, we're gonna do Fear first. Get that out of the way, and then we're gonna do the first two episodes of The Walking Dead.
So it's three.
What do you mean?
So it's going to be a 4-hour podcast.
It's actually three.
What do you mean three?
Three happened. Three episodes of The Walking Dead.
What do you mean?
No, only two. It seems like longer, though. I said that to my daughter.
I could have sworn it was three.
No, it's two.
Oh, my God, Daryl. Oh, wow. Would you turn off your video game and join in the conversation? Oh my God, you guys, so professional. Sorry, listeners.
Well, okay, that shows how good it is so far. All this stuff happened.
Is it bad? So last time we spoke, we talked about Fear the Walking Dead and some of our thoughts about it. I'm just going to come out and say it. Not my favorite. It didn't get up there for me. It just never got interesting. I do like some of the things that happened in the hospital. I thought that the one nurse was going to be really evil. Turns out somebody has an alarm and they need to go somewhere. And
they don't like the fact that you're talking about them.
No, they don't. They don't. It's time to go. It's time to go.
Every time.
Oh my God. So, also, if we seem a little distracted, we're doing a video podcast. We're not recording it for you, but we're looking at each other, and we're kind
everybody
of amused.
Everybody but me.
And Daryl. Mm-hmm. And we're just kind of amused with each other right now, because we all make a little bit more sense now. So, anyway. So, Stephanie, you watched Fear the Walking Dead. What did you think?
Man, why did you go to me first?
Because okay, then Eric, who's playing with the Dalek.
No. You did it to me like twice.
Oh my God. Okay, who wants to? Hanako, I know you will not fail me.
Yes, because I'm probably the lone person in the group that didn't hate it.
Okay, Daryl, then let's talk to you then. I'm kidding.
Y'all see how she do me? She asked for my opinion, and then that's okay. I'm gonna sit over here like a little sad panda.
No, go ahead, Hanako. I was kidding. Go ahead.
On my face.
Go ahead.
No, I didn't hate it. I didn't love it the way that I loved The Walking Dead season one. But I think I'm a little more open about it. It's supposed to be a different show. It's supposed to be a little bit more I don't even want to say character driven. It's supposed to be giving us more background about the events that lead up to The Walking Dead. And I watched The Talking Dead after the shows. And for those of you who don't know, The Talking Dead is it's basically a talk show, hour long talk show that focuses on the show. It's hosted by Chris Hardwick from the Nerdist Group. And they basically said that even up to the end of season one in Fear, they still haven't gotten to the part where Rick Grimes has woken up from his coma in Georgia. So we've really only seen like a few days, maybe a couple of weeks at the most of what's going on with this, you know, this little, well, not little, this zombie apocalypse. So, it was interesting for me because one, we get to see just how fast this thing moves at the beginning and just kind of how different people deal with it. Now, the thing that I didn't like, some of the characters really, really got on my nerves, and we'll talk about that later. But yeah, I didn't hate it. So, okay. It was interesting enough to keep me coming back every week. So,
I will say the only interesting thing for me is I want to know, like, where is this military group, army group getting their orders from? Because to me, they seem a little rogue. But I'm not sure. Daryl, go ahead and give us your opinion on Fear.
I really didn't care for it. I thought that it was just shoddy the way it was written.
How?
Meaning that they didn't fill out the characters much in the show so far. Like, they still feel like cardboard cutouts. Hmm. You know, like, and the children especially, like, they're just, you know, there to just be angsty and sad. Like, they never really gave them anything to really do. Madison was the one that they probably tried to do more with than anyone else on the show.
You know what? I don't even know anyone's name. So which one is Madison?
She's the white teacher. Woman. She's the mama.
Oh, really? I thought that was the key. Okay, yeah.
The drinking mother, the Madison, the one that was drinking in the car.
In the garage. You know what? I don't even. Oh, yes.
She. Well, I think they're implying that she might have had a drinking problem before this. Because she was hiding her drinking so much.
You think? Yeah.
Then that might go to why she's so forgiving of Nick, her son.
Well, she did slap him.
Well, that was after how much stuff had happened. I mean, he was actually stealing from people who were dying.
Well, I mean, that dude wasn't going to use it anyway. Plus, he ended up dying anyway. So, you know.
I'd have punched Nick. Nick.
And that's funny because I think Nick is one of the more interesting characters on the
Seriously,
show.
Seriously, he's just a drug addict.
Well, that's the thing, because everybody else is quote unquote normal. So they bore me in comparison. Madison gets on my nerves. Travis is one of those that's just, he's trying to keep the peace and he doesn't want to believe what's going on. So he's making all these stupid decisions. And the sister, she gets on my, I mean, just all of the regular characters for the most part, they got on my nerves.
Mm.
Well, with the whole thing, we're trying to keep things from their kids, which Madison did that with her daughter, Alicia, a lot, with not telling her anything. And Daniel, which was Ruben Blades, played by Ruben Blades, he did the exact same thing with his daughter, Ophelia. Didn't tell her anything and tried to keep that from her.
Skanky Ophelia.
He's telling everybody else everything.
Oh, Daryl, that's how it is? Got to get things done.
Well, it helped, right? They got the soldier and they needed the info and it worked. Didn't
her mama is still dead.
Well, but if she wasn't still dead, it would have worked. They would have got the info.
They did get into the
facility though. Mm. That was pretty cool. I mean, the end they did kind of pull some stuff out, you know, like using the zombies to get inside the facility and stuff like that. That was pretty cool. I don't know what the man with the suit. I don't know what the suit guy.
She's alive, Stephanie. What do we have to say?
I didn't think it was getting better. Can't stand Nick. Was so happy that he got slapped and beat down. I was so happy.
That is child abuse.
She hit him for everyone.
No, it is adult abuse. So it's really just slapping someone.
Grown ass man.
Yeah.
I can't get into the characters. I really can't get into the one character with the cufflinks who's like over dramatic.
Yes.
He's really annoying. I don't even.
Oh, the real estate guy.
Yeah. Mystic black man.
Oh my God. But he has a boat.
He's like the honest trailer epic voice guy.
Yeah. In a world where we can get cufflinks.
In a world where they cast me in a weird role. You know? I don't get it at all.
And I name my boat after a mysterious woman that I'll never meet.
Right.
I know.
His motivations are not there. I was sad when, God, what's her name?
Liza
died. I was sad when she died. We don't know who actually killed her. It's just implied that.
But it was sad that you knew she was dying, first of all, because she's in two other shows that are hits.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But thirdly,
plus she's got a guest appearance on Grimm.
Right. Yeah. So you you knew she wasn't going to be on the show. Plus, she probably, like it was just a given that they were going to have to kill somebody off because that's what
But I liked her.
I did like her.
I liked her.
I just wondered why she needed to die then, right there, that second. Like, you get a good day or something of being bit. Yeah, you're going to get sick for a while, but she could have hung out for a little while, said goodbye to her kid, things like that. But she's just like,
that would have made it harder for her.
She's going to be dead in 5 seconds. It doesn't matter how hard it is for her.
They just wanted it to be more dramatic.
For her kid, too.
But her kid is not sympathetic. I don't like her kid either.
He's one of those,
The interesting folks are the people from Ecuador or whatever who are all war games. That's
because I kind of want to know if you caught what the mother was chanting before she died. And it's like she was talking about some of the same stuff that Dane was talking about peeling back skin for people. She was like, I see the devil that you are. She was going on this really weird rant. And it's kind of like, okay, well, what does she know? And was she a part
she
of that?
She don't know
and
shit.
And then she dies. And
I thought she was talking about Daniel.
See, I thought she was talking about Daniel, too. Husband. Yeah, Daniel. Yeah, Daniel's her husband.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Because he was a torturer. He was a torturer in his other life. And now he's kind of hit behind.
The most interesting character there is on the show. Yeah. Hardly has any lines, but he did get to torture people, which was good.
Oh, it was good.
I did like that
you guys are sick.
And even the turn with Travis, it was so heavily forecast, that eventually something really terrible was going to happen to set Travis off to realize this is a different world.
Yeah.
When he beat on the soldier, it meant nothing. Like, it had no emotional impact because that's all they've been doing. Like, the soldier constantly taunting him, his wife, girlfriend taunting him about...
His wife, too. His girlfriend, you're right, I'm sorry.
Everybody just kept saying the same thing over and over again. This is a different world now. Things will never be the same. Like, it was just over. It's a mantra that just kept going over
They
and
were
over.
Bullying him into, like... Man up, they were doing that, and that's really rude. It's unacceptable for them to be treated that way.
Well, he did do some dumb things.
He did some dumb things, but the whole man up thing is just not appropriate to say to people anymore, you know?
Well, punk up? I don't know. Unpunk
yourself. I'm just saying, I don't know.
Stop being a jackass? I don't, like, you're getting people killed?
I don't know. Whatever.
Okay.
God.
Well, now they weren't going to have... PC anymore in the post-apocalyptic universe.
No, that's out the window.
I think
we'll go out the window in a heartbeat.
Well,
Hey, you want to know a cool scene that I saw that I actually still remember and like to think about? The episode where the son is looking out and he sees somebody making distress signals from the trailer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then at the end, finally Travis sees it and their gunshots ringing out at the end.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool.
And he still didn't
get
it.
That's probably my favorite.
Right. And see, that's part of the thing so far. About the adults.
It seemed the most authentic. I mean, that's a turning point.
Yeah, but we still didn't get an explanation. Like, were there zombies? Were they just walking around and they had a disco ball? Were there actual people?
The point of it was that it was a pattern. And that people were, like, intelligent life was there. That was the point of that, which was exciting to me. And then Travis had to turn. Like, he had to face reality at that moment. And I thought that was really well done.
But he still didn't.
Walking Dead kind of writing.
Yeah.
But my thing is, too, is what did that even solve? So they're killing people in the next town who are not in the town that they are controlling. That doesn't really make sense to me.
Yeah, basically that's what they were doing. They were patrolling everybody who wasn't in that quarantine zone. Mm-hmm. They killed them.
That doesn't make sense though.
Well, they figure that's stupid. That supposedly that's how you make sure that you check everybody inside the perimeter and you make sure that they're not sick and then you kill everything else and that's supposed to keep the virus from spreading. That's basically what
they
had decided.
Because they still didn't know for sure at that point, how?
Right.
Wow. Okay. Eric, give us your opinion. You've been quiet. You're over there dancing and playing with Daleks and
I don't know what you're talking
watching
about.
The football game.
I'm a very professional podcaster, I'll have you know.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the show. I
knew it.
What? What?
Since I hated it,
it was all right. I mean, one thing I liked about it, I would say, because when we discussed it before on this podcast, but on this show, but you know, it wasn't great out the gate. Mm-mm. But what worked for me, I mean, what was it, 6 episodes? For the most part, except perhaps episode 4, I can't remember. But for the most part, each new episode I liked more than the one I saw before. Except maybe 4 or 5, it dipped down a bit, but then it went back up. So by the time we got to 6, I'm like, all right, we're good. This was a great prequel series for Fear of the Walking Dead. I'm ready for the series to start next year. I don't know. I think episode 5, because I'm not watching it. I'm watching it with somebody else, and we're kind of on the same page, like getting more excited in series. Episode 5 and almost the whole episode 6, I was just having a good time. Was it as good as The Walking Dead? No, not at all. completely different, but I was also watching it in a very different way than I watched the regular Walking
Dead. What do you mean you were watching it laying down? Like, what do you mean you were watching it differently?
Alright. Now I wish this was a visual podcast. All right. No, because I think one of my friends from other podcasting that Kat knows, Sean, I was reading some of his comments that he would write on Facebook about the show as it was going. And kind of like when he was watching it, I guess, he would, like, you wouldn't take it the same way as The Walking Dead, meaning he was kind of looking at it from more like a schlocky, like, slasher film kind of perspective.
Okay.
And I found myself able, even by the second or third episode, whichever was the one when the Asian lady was, like, in the grapevines or whatever was going on.
Morning, Susan!
With the ridiculous maze.
Yeah.
But from that point onward in the show, I kind of watched this show as if it was almost like funny and almost not a parody of zombie movies, but just another take and almost not taking it seriously. And I would laugh at a lot of things in the show like that are unintentionally funny. And whenever the characters
like Twilight, like you do Twilight. So this is Twilight for you.
I do like Twilight. Well, okay, I guess how I feel about New Moon, I guess, maybe. But New Moon's way funnier than Fear of the Walking Dead.
What are you talking about?
But whenever ridiculous things would happen, like how long they stretched out the let's not tell the daughter what's going on. Like I think I turned that into a drinking game. Like every time. Like, it's just funny because it's so farcical and so ridiculous. And yeah, a lot of the things with the soldiers and a lot of like things that way certain characters would act that didn't seem original in any possible or just seemed just plain stupid. It's just funny. Just funny. Just laughing at it.
So if we're supposed to take this as a comedy, then I can't take it seriously and it's not enjoyable.
I don't
enjoyable
know how anyone's supposed to take it. And I don't take it as a comedy, but I just laughed at the bits that were just silly. And just went with it and just really didn't take it too serious. And then I just enjoyed the last episode because then I started feeling it was actually starting to get a little bit legit. Like, yeah. I was getting really excited because I was really hoping Travis was going to die in the last episode.
Yeah, Chakotay.
I was actually upset.
Chakotay.
I actually got upset when he wasn't the one and when he actually turned around because I just wanted him to be dead. But no, it was fine, and I liked it, and I enjoyed it. And by the time it was over, I still wanted more. I wanted the next season, but it was okay because the real Walking Dead was coming. it was cool. It's different. It's not the same. It doesn't hit you the same. I think Hanako also looked back at the beginning of season 1 of The Walking Dead, and I had 2 first 3 episodes,
And yeah, that show was already on a different level right out the gate.
It was.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't even compare it. It's crazy how different it is. But it's okay.
But again, I think the difference people need to remember is that The Walking Dead actually had source material to go on, and Fear the Walking Dead was something that was completely new and different. And you know, I think people kind of forget that. They think that it's supposed to be just like The Walking Dead, and the whole point of Fear the Walking Dead was to be a completely different show told from a completely different perspective in a completely different time, you know? And it's like, I did go back and look at, AMC ran a marathon of all of the previous seasons of The Walking Dead leading up to the season premiere. And I did go back and look at some of the earlier episodes, and there were some episodes that maybe weren't as strong as
we like the whole farm season. Yeah.
I mean, it was, and there were still some good moments there, but it was kind of like, okay, I think we are, for the most part, I think we can all agree we like it better when the group is on the go because it gives them more to do. It makes them more interesting. Now, this season has completely changed that because I like the fact that they're in Alexandria. I like that for a moment, at least, they got a chance to breathe and kind of be a little bit normal.
So we're talking about The Walking Dead now.
Well,
I guess we are.
I
think a lot of the criticism for the Fear of the Walking Dead, if you take a lot of them out, it's based on it just being not a well-written show on its own. Like, not even with the Walking Dead stuff. I mean, the way that the characters are not utilized, they were not developed well. I mean, the way that they had the setups were so transparent. You could see it foreshadowing of things that were going to come, going to die. It was just ridiculous. So,
but you know, one of the things that I really did like about Fear the Walking Dead, there was a moment where I believe it was Madison and Nick, and they were talking. And if you remember, Nick was the one who witnessed all of this from jump, and nobody believed him because of the fact that he's a drug addict and all this other stuff. But he made this statement, and he said, you know, everything that's going on now, he was like, this is how I felt for a long time. I feel like everybody else is waking up, and I'm just, you know, he made that statement that, like, this is what my world is. This is what it's like to be a drug addict. All these people walking around half dead, not seeing things. This is what you guys are to me. And now everybody else is feeling that too. And to me, that was such a powerful statement. And it kind of made his character a little more interesting to me because it's like, okay, there's more going on in his brain that we've seen before. I mean, seriously, his character makes more sense than most of the adults on the show. I think Daniel is probably the only other character that I will say has more smarts than him, but he has been seeing everything. He has been paying attention. He's been looking at things. He's been deducing things, trying to tell. He's been the only one who has been honest about what's going on. Who has been open about what's going on, saying, "Hey, this is what's going on. This is what's happening." And while the other adults are kind of like, I don't know.
I thought it was an interesting statement too, but you have to know that something's wrong with you when you feel right at home in the zombie apocalypse. Like, there's something wrong with Daryl because Daryl feels right at home in the zombie apocalypse. So does Nick. So there's just not something really right with them. But you know, I don't know. I do agree that was powerful, Hanako. I agree with that, but it still kind of was just like, oh, so I'm supposed to think you're deep and edgy now because
Daryl's being at home with it was different. His was, he had fucked up brothers and a fucked up family, and you know, being out of that, it kind of freed him from, you know, dealing with that and kind of getting with a group that respect him as a person. But Nick's thing was, I was a fuck up all my life. So now that the world is just totally in shambles, I could just be me now.
Literally, like
that just really makes you just look and say, you don't need to be in the group because you really, you got to worry about him. You constantly have to worry about what he's going to do. Because of his personality.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, he's got, you know, he's, I don't know. I just really want a different group of people because this particular group is, I'm done with them. Like, I know everything that I need to know about them. I don't believe that they're going to get any more interesting unless any of them are like secret government agents or something like that. I just don't.
It seems to me like Californians would be the first to go in. I mean, so these people, it's kind of crazy that they've lived this long. And so maybe we could get back to somewhere where people wouldn't be so self-absorbed.
Trying to do selfies while it's on.
Sorry, California listeners.
You on the West Coast, so.
I know, that's somebody from Portland, so.
That's hilarious. Okay, so let's go ahead and quit showing the leg and let's show the full thigh. Let's go Walking Dead proper. Woo! So, Eric, you've been too quiet over there. Uh-huh, I caught you.
Are they winning?
The Eagles are.
14-7. Oh my god!
Ooh, it's a minute to halftime. I might.
Oh my god! So we might have to take a Star Wars break. Okay. Anyway, so Walking Dead came. It left strong. I think all of us was really into it. What did you think about the first two episodes? How are you're feeling about it, Eric?
Oh, how am I feeling about it? Through the roof. Oh my gosh, yeah. What are you talking about?
Oh, wait, before you start, let me tell you about Eric right quick.
Whoa.
So I haven't, you know, you haven't been getting as many podcasts lately. Life has been rough for Kat. So he tells me this morning via text. Yeah, you hear that evil laugh? He tells me that the show got good because they killed off all the major characters and it was ballsy and all this. And I was just like, okay, number one, Eric is not going to tell me that because it just doesn't happen. That's not going to happen. But I, you know, he's like forcing me to watch anyway because something good happened. But ugh. You're a dick. So proceed.
Damn.
I love you.
Well done.
Proceed.
Well, that's what you get for not watching with the rest of the world.
I don't have live TV. I'm a cord cutter.
Don't matter. There's still ways.
Okay, so I'm gonna send you my PayPal address so you can pay my cable bill. How about that?
All right.
Thank you. Okay, proceed. Yeah, let's get into the show, Eric. Come on.
No, I loved it.
I already have a login.
It's the AMC.
Yeah, but it don't show live. Come on, Eric.
Okay. How do I log? Okay. No, I loved it. Right. I mean, first of all, I'm one of those people. Who, especially when I watched some of the first season of The Walking Dead, I purposely set my TV to black and white because. Not all the episodes, but many of them I feel are so cool that way. So for this episode to already start off like that, oh, I was already done. Like
that was cool.
I was already hooting and hollering like in the opening scene. I was so stoked. And I was watching it in a group of people, which I don't think I've ever watched a Walking Dead premiere in that kind of way. And that just added to everything. And then it had like non-chronological storytelling and like two separate timelines go. Oh my gosh, this is way too much for me. I couldn't tell you, man. I was completely stoked, and I mean the cold open, everything before the opening credits was just great. It was like a great spectacle. I was telling everyone, speaking of like, you know, Walking Dead episodes that should be like presented on the big screen, like in a movie theater. Like this is the one. It was just great from top to bottom.
It needed singing. Definitely needed some songs.
All right. I mean, I guess.
No. Close
to that.
No, but, I will not even co-sign on that. No.
Because I may not speak for another 30, 45 minutes, I would say, like, as good as the first episode was, and it was so great, I really thought the second was going to go down from the first. And I thought the second episode was not going to be very action-filled.
Wrong.
We were wrong.
Right, right.
OMG, yeah. I enjoyed the second episode even more than the first. I
stepped it up.
I was going wild the whole second episode as well. Like, there was never a dull... I was gleeful. Like, from the first little surprise that happens in the second episode, the first little shocking moment, I was jumping out of my seat, and I was just completely on for the ride all the way to the end. I was giggling, laughing, cheering, like, tears of joy.
Oh my God.
Orgasmic, if I can say.
Well, it's, The Walking Dead is great or better when they have... when they have things to face. And they had adversity in the first episode because they had to figure out how to get these zombies that were going to eventually get to the town if they didn't deal with it away from the town. At the same time, you had the people in town who still cannot grasp the concept of how dangerous it is outside the walls and how they were trying to turn on Rick. And the group. I mean, I loved how Rick was like, if you stupid.
Man, that was funny. He was like, I would have had a lookout on the doors. I was like, I mean, just.
And that. Just the way that he talked, the way that he spoke is kind of like how, as the audience, how we speak about some of the characters who've made stupid decisions throughout this entire show. Like, it was almost like the director was, the showrunner was just like saying, you know, like talking through Rick and saying that, you know, this is the deal in this world. Like, you cannot, when you're stupid, you don't deserve to live, because you're either going to get somebody else killed, so you got to go first. Like, that whole thing of learning and getting a chance, like, eventually Glenn, that whole thing with Glenn, I think is going to bite him in the ass eventually.
Oh, let's not even talk about it.
I can see it happening.
And the thing that made me so mad, all of the social media is like, oh, can Nicholas redeem himself? I'm like, no. There is no redemption for that motherfucker. Kill him, kill him, kill him.
Wow.
I feel very passionate.
Morgan's now the new Dale conscience. Like, Morgan's now the one that's like, you don't like having guns. You don't like killing people. That's not you.
Yeah. But then he abandoned them at the end.
Me with that is like they seem to be doing the same thing what they did with Tyrese, with they neuter him. They neutered Tyrese.
Oh, it was Dale first.
Dale was never a killer. He never had skills.
But you know what? Morgan wasn't either. Remember, Morgan couldn't even shoot his dead wife, and that's the reason why his son is no longer with him.
But then he turned crazy, and then he was killing everything.
You must clear.
And then I guess at some point he kind of mellowed out, but
he probably was taught by like a kung fu monk or something.
He said a cheesemaker.
Yeah, but that means, you know, like code name that he was some, you know, kung fu dude.
Oh,
no.
Did you guys see The Talking Dead with Kevin Smith?
Oh my God, yes. Uh-oh.
Yeah, where he called the black and white episode The Clerks Walking Dead.
Oh my God. Did you hear his description of how he felt about the
episode? Like world that won't stop.
Did you guys see that?
No.
That was like the best.
I can't really watch it, Chris.
I posted it, so you guys need to go see it. But basically he said watching this episode was kind of like, and he was trying to clean it up for TV. He said it's kind of like when you're getting oral and you've done what you needed to do, but the person who's giving doesn't stop. It's kind of that.
It's completely unoriginal. What? Completely unoriginal.
Oh my
metaphor.
God.
I swear. I wasn't impressed.
But it was accurate, probably.
I found it lazy.
Eric.
It was sophomore at best.
Oh my God, I love you so much, dude.
And his trend. That's what he needs. So, I don't know. I think that these are on par with the last season's like build up. I thought the opening of season 5 was amazing with the butchery and all that, but
that was good. That was intense.
I know, that was intense. But this seasons was pretty cool. I mean, you just knew that this major amount of zombies was going to be turned toward Alexandria. And
to flip it, though. To flip it and not have it that you think that the zombies are going to come in. Right. And Carol looking out the window, I guess smoking is bad.
Ms.
came out and
Ms. Niedermeyer.
He's machete to the neck.
He sure did. I'm like, what the hell? And it happened so fast.
It did. And I'm like, wait, what?
It was almost like a grindhouse.
Yeah.
From the previous season, so we'd all forgotten about it.
Right.
And then, boom, like nobody cared about, remember when I said they're either really good at being crazy or they're really bad at it because there were a lot of zombies with the W in their forehead.
Right.
And they came back and they were really bad at taking over Alexandria.
Yeah, they really were. They really were. You said that. I have to give that to you. I would have to say my favorite part is that it happened, all of it, in under 50 minutes. We know that because Carol made a casserole.
Yeah,
right.
About 45 minutes.
You know, because Carol is the
And this is what I mean by when people were saying to them how you kind of don't write well for certain characters and you write better for others to do heroic things. This is what I mean. You took a character like Carol who was just in fear of everything, and now you put her in a situation. She was like, oh, okay, people coming to kill everybody in the town. All right, I got this. I'm going to figure it out.
Right. But you know what? I want to see how this is. I want to see what's going to happen with her and Morgan, because there's going to be some problems.
Morgan abandoned everybody. He took his lunch bag and left.
Morgan, and you know, I couldn't figure out what that was he was carrying.
That was he took a sack lunch. And he abandoned the whole place.
I don't think he left.
Maybe it's a relationship. That. Maybe it'll be Morgul.
Stephanie.
No.
Because I'm a little tired. I mean, I can understand him not wanting everybody to be a killer. I can understand you questioning it. But when you got a town of people just hacking away at civilians, left and right.
Right.
No,
and
that's
out
the window.
And you still want to be peaceful?
Mm-mm,
I mean,
Kung Fu Man, it's time to go.
Right, and here's the thing. He came across not one, but two people that he encountered before that he let live.
Because
and
you
it's kind of like the whole thing with Tyrese and that damn Martin guy.
That's what I'm saying. Neuter him again, and he's stuck on this, I don't kill for any situation.
That's like Mr. T in a new A-Team.
Yeah, like all life is sacred, even though they're hacking people to death in front of me.
Okay, you know what? Zen is not what you want to be
when
the wolves are coming to Alexandria hacking up people.
I would have killed them all.
It's just like Yoda, he's going to get a cool stick scene, but...
Yeah, because the guy... And now here's the thing. The ones that he let go, now they have a gun. And now they know there are guns there. Yes, because when Morgan was letting them go and they turned tail and ran, the main guy, I guess he was the leader, the one talking to Morgan, he reached down and grabbed the gun off the street and put it in his pocket. And that's when Morgan
started walking
after them.
He only had one.
That is like Geraldo telling the terrorists where the forces were going. That's what's happened.
Oh my God, Stephanie. Wow.
Morgan is Geraldo. It's weird.
Wow.
I don't know. I was just thinking about Travis and the soldier from Fear the Walking Dead when all this ridiculous went down.
What do you mean?
When Morgan was doing all that stuff, I was like, did Travis teach us nothing in Fear the Walking Dead? But of course they haven't in Fear the Walking Dead.
They haven't met each other, but
right, and
but they repeat tropes.
The Walking Dead happens.
Mm-hmm. They repeat tropes because it's like I was looking at Tyrese all over again. Like remember when he went through a similar thing of I refuse to kill anymore. I'm not that man. I'm not gonna do it. And they kept putting him in situations where they were daring him to kill. And then eventually he was made, he had to kill to save the baby. But he was put in so many dangerous situations. Other people got killed because he refused to do something.
Right.
And then he had to, it's like, why are you repeating that trope all over again with him? Like, I don't
understand. You know what happens to people like that? They die.
Right, like Work said, they die.
That's Tyrese Abu.
Now, unless they're going, unless that speech that is a is going to be a foreshadowing of Rick having to kill Morgan or thinking he has to kill Morgan, because he straight put it out there. If you do things that are not smart, what he considers not to be smart in terms of survival for the group, you die.
Rick don't make the best decisions either, so.
But you know what? Rick has kept the majority of that group alive more than anybody else.
Him and Carol, one voice. They're like one voice with each other with this. They even did the same things with Carol killing. You know, Rick already had to kill that guy that was with the group because he kept screaming and the zombies were going to come. He made a decision. You got to die.
Well, I mean, Carol, she was already bit up. It's not like you can't. He had to do that. Hey, Eric, what's going on now, buddy? Anyway.
Uh-oh.
I think he had to do that. I mean, she had to do that. But
oh, the Star Wars thing.
Oh, we're going to pause to watch the Star Wars.
I'm not live. I can't
zip,
watch.
Zip.
Turn it up!
Yeah, I can't hear it.
Who are you? I don't know.
Mia, turn the channel 2 real quick. Star Wars trailer.
Looks really pretty.
Is it on ABC?
That better not be it.
No, ESPN.
Black Star Wars. I have to do one thing.
Nine. Defend!
I've got nothing to fight for.
You are what?
Protect the
black. What's ESPN? Hit the guy.
Nothing will stand in our way.
8:46.
What you start?
Oh shit, it looks good.
There are stories about what happened.
Oh, I love this thing.
It's true.
Y'all, look at
Oh my god, that was
awesome.
Oh my god. Oh my god. That was awesome. Oh my god. So what did we think? That was amazing. I got chill bumps or goose
right,
chills
I got
or I just what's happening? Star Wars. Oh, it's
okay,
not
I'm so happy that I get to see that.
I know, and we watched together. We had a moment. Well, I'm gonna leave that in the show. And you know we watched the Star Wars. Staying together, you can hear Hanukkah. No, turn it to 82. No, get the job. God, no, do the this. So hilarious.
They're downstairs watching Hocus Pocus, and they're like, "We have to change. Yes, we have to change." Like I control.
Oh my god, this looks like it's gonna be a legit film. Oh my god.
You doubted.
Yeah, I mean Jar Jar. I'm still kind of.
In a certain kind of way, right?
Yeah.
See that.
Yeah, Jar Jar still has me a little scarred. Yeah. Wow.
I said Eric's frozen in time.
That's the story of his life. So, okay, Stephanie, pick us up. Pick us up, Stephanie. Walking Dead.
The second episode was the best. I was loving it. Okay. At first, I'm like, "Ah, crap! It's going to be a character development thing where people I don't even care about. Like, I do not care about that little kid. I don't. Oh. Not even a little bit. And so I was really bored. And then the perfect thing happened. Carol and her casserole, as she's faking it, she sees the slaughter happen and was like, it's on! Yes! Yes! So it was kind of the nice surprise. And also, I thought, whoa, that's not the zombie herd coming.
Yeah. Their way.
But it was super exciting to hear that, you know, like the origin of the horn, yeah, you know, the truck, whatever. That was cool. So, all in all, the first episode was great and the second episode was really great. Love this show for the writing. I just love it. I mean, the action is amazing, but the characters are so well developed and they're so good. There's not a person in there where I'm annoyed and like, okay, you need to die. I did notice that there were a lot of Alexandria people that I'd never seen before. And yeah, I'm like, awesome, that means some people are going to die. Yeah.
Easy kills, though. They were really easy kills.
But I was really happy that the new psychiatrist doctor didn't die because I recognized her from New Girl.
I recognize her from Betty.
Ex-girlfriend. Yeah, so I really like her. I hope she stays on for a while. I'm so super glad, and I didn't think this, but I'm really glad that What's-Her-Face woke up from her coma or whatever, and Eugene has been really funny.
Eugene.
Oh my God, I love how he's like, hey, I gotta appreciate your hair action or whatever he said. Awesome.
He's just so awkward. Everything that comes out of his mouth, like,
perfect.
Ridiculous.
I want Eugene and the new psychiatrist lady to happen. That needs
No.
I'm shipping people. Oh, right? My God. I learned the word ship from Hanako, so
yeah, no, we don't ship them. No.
No. You know what I noticed about this episode that I found really interesting is that I feel like, was it the first episode without Rick?
Yes, it was.
For and quite a while, yes.
No, not the first, ever. Just first.
There's been plenty without Rick. There was a whole episode last season where it was nothing but Daryl and Beth.
Oh, yes. When they burned down the house. Are you sure?
Yes, it was the whole episode was Daryl and Beth
about remembering those episodes, they happened really quickly and we didn't have to dwell on the hospital for very long. That's good.
That's true.
If something didn't work, they moved on and they learned from the farm, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it has to do with the fact that the farm season, because aren't they on like the third showrunner of Walking Dead at this point? And I believe the farm was during the second showrunner. So,
I believe so.
Yeah. So that also has a lot to do with things changing up a bit.
Yes. I agree with Eric, the once.
Wow, that happened today. What?
It happened.
We got a Star Wars trailer and Stephanie and Eric agreed on
that. You know what? Somebody's going to die. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, I'm glad you're finally getting on board.
No, train. Eric.
I'm just saying.
This train.
Okay. Exactly. That's what I call it, but I mean.
Oh, whatever.
All right.
So, okay.
No. My only laments in the first two episodes of The Walking Dead are, in the first one, I was really hoping that someone important was going to die, and I was let down in that way.
Like who, Eric?
We don't need anybody important. No, we don't need important people. No.
I would have taken anyone.
Why? Why do you need that bloodshed?
Because a lot of my favorite episodes are usually when a main character like sees their way out. And I would be okay with almost anyone, I think, right now. Like, anyone. And I don't think I'd be too upset from the cast. So,
because you are a cool man.
Can it be Nicholas or Father Gabriel? Can we just get one of those two?
Those don't feel big enough for me. Like,
but you know what?
Like who?
It's
like
okay.
who?
Father Gabriel can go.
Like who?
Oh, no, he can, but that's what I'm saying. He's not good enough for me. Like, for me, it had to be, like, Rick or Carl.
He ain't going
to. I thought Carl was going to die.
If it's Carol, I'm going to go on a bender, but I'm going to go to New Orleans and Bourbon Street and just have a gay old time. But, it could be Daryl. I mean, even Michonne, like Glenn.
What? You know, we're about to kick you off this.
Yeah, I think you're about to go.
But I will admit, though, I will say, though, like, I wasn't happy when Beth went because.
I was.
Because, I don't know, it didn't exactly seem like the right time. But, I mean, but still, no big deal.
She didn't serve her purpose. They don't have the guts to kill, like, a Daryl or a Rick or somebody like that. They wouldn't do it.
Oh, probably.
I don't know.
I think if they kill Daryl, they're gonna kill him over two episodes because he's such a big character.
They're not gonna do it.
I was very shocked.
I don't think they're gonna kill Daryl. I still think Glenn is gonna get it soon.
Glenn probably. Glenn dying.
What
about Maggie? Maggie doesn't do anything.
Nah. There's more for her probably to come.
They'll probably keep her.
Yeah,
there needs
probably.
To be baby Maggie and baby Glenn before anybody dies.
Yeah, we seen what happened to the last woman who gave birth on The Walking Dead.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's why there needs to be babies.
Now she's on Colony, and I don't know how long that's
been. Colony? There's a show called Colony?
Yes, I saw it at New York Comic Con. It's on USA.
Based on that film?
No, it's based on if Earth was occupied by some force, and they don't say if it's alien or not, and there's collaborators, and then there's people who are behind walls.
I need commitment. Nope.
And it has Sawyer is in it. And,
oh, Sawyer!
And Laurie is his wife in the show. And, yeah, it's a thing.
No.
I don't know.
I can't. The pilot.
I don't know.
To use a word from Hanako, I cannot ship them. Love you.
They can add it to the mess.
So, okay. I know we do this every time. Who do we predict that... Eric, this is not for you. Or Daryl, this is not for you because y'all read the comic books. So you'll probably be more accurate.
Me too.
Haven't read this far, have you? Have you, Stephanie?
Yes.
Are you caught up with the latest issue?
Not the latest, but I'm pretty caught up.
But you know what? They can still give predictions because they
not Eric, not Eric,
Daryl or Eric,
not Eric. Because they've actually changed some of the deaths on the show with characters.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
But isn't every all the deaths caught up with?
It's not the same, but it is based on the. I mean, there's a lot of similarities, even though it's not exactly.
But see, like I read or heard somewhere like. Right now, up to this point in the comics, Carol's character is dead, but Andrea is still alive. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
I was going to say earlier, when Andrea was killed on the show, that was very shocking. But it was a good kind of shocking for me.
Yeah.
It absolutely got me.
Because you're a horrible person. Just kidding. I loved and it too. Sorry.
I'm going to have to edit the tape right there.
Oh my God. There will be no editing of tape. This show is going to be edited. None. They're gonna hear everything. The Star Wars,
and I was also shocked with Tyrese, but that's a whole different situation because I was shocked when he appeared on the show anyway. So
really,
because
we thought T-Dog was Tyrese, but then they like
of course did, but even though he's not really
temporary Tyrese, and then they kill actual Tyrese, which made no sense, but whatever.
Right, but see, I enjoyed that because I wasn't expecting it.
Really?
I like that.
You know what? I gotta agree with Eric on that. Some of the shows, the episodes where the characters die, those are some of the strongest character driven episodes.
Shut up, Eric.
The episode was one of the probably in my top five.
Ugh.
Thank you.
You know, it was really good. I mean, Kat, you and I, we talked about that whole episode. Mm-mm. But it was just, yeah. But
no, we can still predict as what we were talking
about. Okay, fine.
But you kind of know when the person's going to go when they do that, when they get their story. Like, that's it. That, which is weird for me, because sometimes it's like, why would you wait until you kill them off to give them such a meaty storyline? Like, which they did with Tyrese, especially.
Because they want to get us emotionally involved and then rip our fucking hearts out.
Thank you, Hanako. Wow. True words.
It's true. Sorry. We're supposed to be clean. It's all right.
It's all right.
Are we clean? I didn't
rip
I didn't,
away.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Andrea, she died because she really had nothing else to do. Like, they had written her in a corner.
Yeah,
I really like that.
There was really no place for her to go.
Beth didn't do anything. I think Father Gabriel, since he's trying to redeem himself and learn stuff, dead.
Oh my God, I can't wait for him to die. I loved him on The Wire, but I can't handle this right now.
You know what? He needs to die so he can take his ass back to Teen Wolf.
Now, what is
because he's been missing for a couple of episodes. So, yeah, he needs to go back over there. They need Deaton.
Speaking of not Michael J. Fox related things,
what did you guys?
Are you guys gonna see October 19th or whatever? Back to the Future 2, because it's set this October in 2015.
Oh,
I think I am. Oh, yeah. Home.
I've seen it so many times. I don't think I ever need to see it.
Really, Daryl. Really killing 90s. My joy. Really?
I just know what's gonna happen.
I know that was a tangent, but I get to have a tangent too because Daryl, you killed my joy.
I'm sorry.
Don't kill her joy, man.
Carol killed my joy.
I'm
hoping they built her up in this second episode and made her seem so cool because we're setting her up for her demise.
No, oh yes, Carol must die. She's been doing so much lately.
No,
and I think
Carol.
I'm hoping because that was the only thing that disgusted me, truly disgusted me in the episode, is that they gave Carol so much cool stuff to do. And
but look, she had so much cool stuff to do in the Terminus episode too.
I know.
She did, so. And I'm done with it.
And she's still around. So yeah,
I think they're gonna kill Daryl because they're giving what?
She's playing the same role she did with Tyrese.
The
same conversation with
Carol is the Tyrion Lannister.
Oh my god!
This show, okay.
With the killer,
absolutely not.
I think he almost jumped out the chandelier. So
she's the little finger of this
show. She is kind of little finger,
the testable character who just won't go away. Just wait, Sansa's gonna kill Carol just like she's gonna kill Littlefinger.
And what do you think is gonna happen with Carl though? Because he's smitten. But that
well,
girl
Carl can't
wolves.
Pick up a phone and join the podcast. So yeah, he gonna die.
His hair is terrible.
not that Carl.
Wait, whose hair are we talking about?
Well,
the
Carl doesn't have any hair.
She said we. She said, remember when she said, you're vulnerable, that's how we got in.
I know. So is she part of the wolves?
And he likes her.
What? How could she be part of the wolves? What?
Wait.
You didn't see when she scribbled that thing on her hand?
That was not wolf. That was JSS. Like, maybe because she doesn't understand CSS.
But she spied.
But
she was one of the spies.
How do you know she was one of the spies? Like, it wasn't clear to me.
When she said to Carl, she said, when they were back-to-back with each other, I remember that she specifically said, this town is too vulnerable, and that's how we got in. Meaning the wolves, the people that were coming in.
No, baby, she's talking about her.
She may have said that, but I don't interpret it the same way.
She said this town is too big.
Stop crinkling paper, Stephanie, there. Damn it.
What's happening? Here?
Why are you crinkling paper? You're being Carl right now.
Stop it.
Who's trying to set me up?
Oh my God, nobody's talking about you, Eric.
She's trying to set me up.
Look at you. You look very intense about it. Stop. Okay. So, no, I really think that I thought too, Daryl, that she was saying that she was part of the wolves and that the place had too many blind spots and it was too big to protect. And that's how we, and then her sentence was cut off. So I don't know. I don't know what that meant.
I would take it as that's how she got in. That's how they got in.
She walked in the front door. Remember at the beginning of the episode.
I saw that.
But I also wouldn't be surprised. But I also wouldn't be surprised, though, if she's been aware of the wolves since before she ever came to Alexandria. Or I feel like she was for sure aware of them, and to her, it's just like, whatever.
And I think the wolves are going to be, if I'm not mistaken, maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying. In the books, there's a group that are kind of walk amongst the...
Oh. Nah, I still don't think so. No.
But I want... I don't know. They might take pieces of what's in the book and kind of blend it in. Because part of the book, that's how they work. They walk among they have a lifestyle of taking. They just take. They live like savages, they're like the walking dead.
What? I will say this, because I said this when we were talking about the end of the last season, and I've been tweeting it since this season came out. I do think it's really strange how events of the last three episodes, at least, of The Walking Dead, while it's not exactly the same, they are dealing with very similar themes that they're dealing with in the last three or four episodes of the comic currently, even though they take place in completely different times.
Well, it's not a coincidence. I mean, it's not just a coincidence.
Well, okay, I'm going to say it's a coincidence, but I mean, well, it's still interesting timing. I mean...
Well, one of the lead writers on the show and the creator is the one doing the comics.
Absolutely. But I mean, we've seen this kind of thing before. It's just very synced up in time, happens to be right now.
Right, and he's not doing it beat for beat, but I think
he is. But they're dealing with similar themes, though.
Right.
With characters maybe altering or changing their philosophies on things.
Because these wolves seem to, I think these wolves seem to be... Like, they're the wild of it. They're like the
wildlings. The
wild. They don't believe in civilization anymore. You know,
I do think they're similar to what you're...
You know nothing, Daryl.
I think they're I think they're similar to what you're referring to, but I don't think in any way they're going to, like, replace them or be the same as. Or, you know, I think that'll still happen down the road in the television show, assuming it goes that long. So.
Wait, whoa, what do you mean assuming it goes that long? What, is it going to be canceled? Have you heard something?
No, I haven't heard anything. I've read articles where people just postulate, it's not really based on anything, but just postulate that, like, you know, the further the main show goes... like the more expensive it gets to produce to keep on like the contracted stars, and so that perhaps at a certain point, who knows, year seven, year eight, you have to kind of just end it just because it just becomes too expensive to produce at that point.
Well,
that's what you do.
But if they're gonna find something to replace it, Fear the Walking Dead is not it. It's not it. It does not have it. They need to kill off all of those characters, not one.
Yes.
Okay, let's not go back to Fear. Let's not go back to Fear.
But I don't feel that way about Fear.
Well, because you're wrong.
Well, it'd be hard to, with the way that the revenue is for AMC, since AMC is such a small company, they make so much money for them right now. I mean, they went up in advertisements again.
I'm sure.
For the show. And so that is right now is making the money. And then if they sell it, if they're able, and they also sold it to Netflix to do the, you know, the Instant Watch. So that made them money too. So
wait, what now?
When you go to Netflix, which Walking Dead is on Netflix also.
Uh-huh.
On Instant Watch.
What do you mean Instant Watch?
Meaning that you don't need the disc. You can just watch, you can stream it off the site.
Okay, Kat, so you need to get Netflix.
I already have Netflix. What do you mean? You watch it the next day on Netflix?
No. They put the previous seasons.
Oh, you mean like normal? Because I don't get the disc ever.
Right. They have to pay for that. They buy that.
Oh, whatever.
Just like for example, Gotham sold the rights to stream Gotham off of Netflix. They paid them quite a few millions to do that.
Well, maybe I'll get caught up.
Right.
Well, it's on there now. But that's the same thing with The Walking Dead. Like, they pay for that. So that's part of the revenue to keep the show going that they wouldn't have to worry about.
It's in your economy.
But that goes to what Eric was talking about.
I've had a little bit too much whiskey. I'm so sorry.
Senior economy. Sorry. sorry. I'm just tired. I
just don't bring this up because I assume everybody already knows this.
What?
But, well, he just said everything he just said.
Oh, I never.
Yeah. And I totally knew that too, but
I totally did
not. I wasn't going to bring it up because of the sophomoric nature of it.
This is weird when I haven't had any medicine.
Oh, we're calling it medicine now. Okay. Oh, dear God.
I don't know what's happening here, people.
Sorry, Hanukkah.
Cat's fault.
Oh, what? Nah.
Anyway, so everyone who's here hasn't caught up in the comics, do that, so we can talk about that next time.
I got plenty to say. No, because I will not be reading them because our cat does not have time. Anyway, but I think my hopes for the deaths this season is probably, I don't think,
hopes.
Yeah, my hopes for death is, of course, I want, well, I know Morgan is going to die. I want him to be a regular character, but I know they're not going to do that. No, so they're going to kill him. I think that Maggie might die. I think that Glenn might be on a chopping block. I want Carl to die because he's not doing anything really.
No, I disagree.
Ooh, Hanukkah had to shut me down.
I disagree with that. Carl has grown so much in the last few seasons, and literally. I think it. Yeah, yeah, literally.
His hair included.
Right.
Yeah, cut your hair, boy. Well, they need Carl.
It was a bit ridiculous when he got closer to that guy he shot in the last episode.
Yeah, it was like, when did you turn into that type of character?
I was like, I know. I was like, when did it turn into Fear the Walking Dead all of a sudden?
Yeah, you know.
That is like one of the most ridiculous things you could see at this point in the show.
You killed somebody your first season. Why are you acting like that?
Because, I mean, think about it. He hasn't really had to do that in a while. So it's kind of like,
should be like
getting back on a bike, you know.
The best thing about Alexandria in the comic is something that happened to Carl. It hasn't happened.
Does he lose a leg?
Oh yeah.
I haven't heard about it.
That's the best thing, and it hasn't happened, and it would help.
That was a great issue to read.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, so he's gonna get burned or something?
No, not from what I heard.
Worse than that.
Kill.
Maybe with gunpowder. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, satisfying in the comic.
I patch Carl.
Yeah. Like Saul.
Yeah.
I only see Carl with an eye patch now. I can't see
it's
him.
It's true. Without it, and it's just an haircut. Eye socket. Just an empty.
Wait, what now?
Carl lost half his face in the comic.
Apparently he got shot in the eye or something like that.
Yeah. Yo,
what happened was there was a weaponized strain of pink eye that was going around.
You guys.
What?
Area.
Eric. And what? Okay, the universe has righted itself.
You guys are serious spoilers. You gotta like warn the listening.
I know, it ain't even warn me. They just vomited it back.
But here's the thing.
You just asked us.
I didn't ask you for that. I didn't ask for that.
They changed so much, so hey, it might not even happen
that way. Well, I thought certain things probably won't happen at all. Like, I don't see Rick losing his hand anytime soon.
It would have been more interesting if Rick had a hook hand and was walking around.
Just like, you know what? On Game of Thrones has no nose in the books.
Well, you don't have to look at that when you're reading. So Carl wears an eye patch. That's kind of cool.
It was. It looked cool.
Yeah.
But then, like, he's a constant reminder of the governor.
Yeah.
True.
It made the governor 50% awesomer, too.
The eye patch? Yeah. I'm going to get an eye patch. I wonder if they have some on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's in the eyes.
Always in the eye patch.
So Carl needs a little bit of evil injected into him.
So he can get rid of that Bieber. Okay, yeah, okay. We're going to cut off this whole thing because it's time for Kat to go to sleep. And it's time for Daryl to go to sleep because he's old.
It's not 11 yet.
So we will join next time. I might edit that.
Since you canceled everything.
I saw that post. I was like, what
happened? What post?
the one where you listed all the shows got canceled.
Oh yeah, Haven.
The Culling. Well,
that was all the shows canceled. Nobody cares about.
You know what, Eric? You're done, son.
You care about those shows. You haven't even watched Daredevil. Like
I have watched Daredevil. Watched four episodes of it.
Oh no, that doesn't even count. No.
What? I love it. I like it. I just haven't had time to be in the zone.
Yeah, but I'm saying though, only four episodes of it. Now it was barely getting good at that point.
It was already good.
Yeah, it was.
I know, but I
think I'm about four episodes in too, and I've got to go back and get caught.
But I'm saying it's good to weed out these shows that really, I mean, frankly, you shouldn't be wasting time on, so you can get to think matter more. That's my
whatever,
point.
Eric. I can wait. I can use my time wisely by watching good shows.
You weren't even watching Game of Thrones.
I did watch it. Damn it!
Well, the whole season aired.
I watched it in like 2 days, and I was fine.
And it'd take you like 8 hours to get caught up on the Walking Dead comics. I mean, come on.
I don't have 8 hours. I don't even have time right now. You should be very happy that you get to have this time with me. Okay, and that's our show. We'd love your feedback. Give us a call at 773-336-2686. Go to our website, leave us a comment at scifipartyline.com, and you can reach us at scifipartyline on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you at the party next time. Bye.
Bye.
I don't know why I'm waving. They can't see us. Yeah.
Hey. She's waving, America. She's waving.